Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who find astrology fascinating and how it unfolds in our daily life, in our politics, and in the world around us. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. And I hope to be joined by Ann Ortley and Mark Woltz, though as it is a holiday weekend, they may have decided to take the weekend off. We'll see. It's always a surprise here. So we love it when we all show up. But we keep it loose and fresh and available to you all. So I would say happy 4th of July, only it's been a very tough week to be an American. And starting, you know, intensifying today with that ever so American activity, a mass shooting in Chicago or in Highland Park this afternoon. And, you know, at the moment we can say, what more American way to celebrate the holiday than to have another mass shooting with an AR-15? Six people dead, other people hurt. They think they've got somebody in custody. But it is, you know, the America, we hope you can wake up from this. It's the last day today of Mars in Aries, where it's been in this recent rash of mass shootings. Since Mars approached Jupiter, which is at early Aries at 7 degrees, Mars tonight is at 29 degrees. Mars squared Pluto exactly as the weekend began, and we knew it would have been a hard time. Now, a lot of people have had an okay moments or had energy to do something or found that they've, you know, been a little irritable but able to work around this. But there have been tough issues all around the globe which fit and exactly what you'd expect from, you know, tough news from Ukraine, protesters storm Libya's Eastern Parliament, a whole series of what Mars in Aries square Pluto you would expect it to bring. It brings unusual bravery, it brings unusual energy, but it can also bring unusual explosiveness or humorless anger. Now, I spent the day, July 4th, at the Arlee Powwow here in Montana. Arlee, Montana's powwow on the Salish Kootenai Reservation is the oldest powwow in the country. It's been running continuously for well over 100 years. And the energy was sweet and powerful, and the drums were good, and the dancing was strong, all of which is good use of that Mars-Pluto protective. On the good side, it can be protective and powerful. Because remember, every place on the chart can bring either a positive experience, an interstitial experience, or a challenging. And we don't really get to choose what aspect is set off. We completely choose our response, whether the chart is ours or it's happening through the cosmos at the moment. So choosing to direct the energy, it's like a river running at you. You can direct, work with it, but you can't stop it. Aspects along the same lines. Having something muscular to do this weekend where, you know, you can solve your, you can not solve your problems, but make an effort towards your problems. The anger that women have had all week long since the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Not all of them. There are some women that are celebrating this. I do not mean to homogenize that experience. But the anger has a place to go. It needs a place to go. It needs to feel like we're getting somewhere with it. We're having an effective approach. So right now, Mercury is in Gemini, good for conversation. Venus is in Gemini, which can help us move through things. Jupiter at 17 degrees of Taurus, at the moment, you know, these are all powerful energies of the moment. So I wanted to see what was happening with America's chart and with our solar return. Now, if you know America's chart, there are many versions of when did America actually start. But I use the chart, what we call the Sibley chart, which is for July 4th, 1776 at 5:15 p.m. in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the mythic time that it was, that we call the beginning. It discusses the mythic America. It's when they say the Constitution was signed. That's when, you know, when America, the image, the vision was created. There may be many, it's like when you start a store, you can have the inception date, you can have the day the doors open, you can have when you sign the papers, each piece has a part of that business chart. When you open to the public is usually the chart that processes the event, the business over time in its relationship to the public and making money. The contracts might sign, when they were signed, may be the legal history of the business. The incorporation date might be some about how the partnerships work together and how this is legally seen or financially seen as a business, but not necessarily their relationship to the public, which is where most businesses make money. So there's many different ways. I would say that when the Declaration of Independence was signed, was our opening to the doors. We weren't built yet, but we said, we are up for business. We are going to do this. There's another chart that's quite fascinating, and we'll talk about that at maybe later or some other time, which is when the Constitution was signed about 10 years later. And it was that itself was an interesting process, an interesting chart. About how what we've agreed on to work together, our vision statement of the Constitution. So here we are at our inception date, the July 4th, 5:15 p.m. And you know why I've used this one? I've tested a lot of the charts out based on experiences that America has gone through. And since that, we had that intense Mars, the Pluto-Saturn opposition from ascendant to descendant, as Pluto-Saturn opposed on 9/11, right on this mythic America's charts, ascendant and descendant. I've been using this chart, and it's been holding consistent. We're at that Pluto return, 27 degrees of Capricorn, and it is at the moment where Pluto is now is back to where it was in America. In this chart, the mythic America chart, we have Cancer Sun, Jupiter, and Venus in Cancer. We love our country there's many forms of loving that energy here, but that's also that self-protective Cancerian energy. Pluto is opposed Mercury and Mercury is retrograde, and Mercury is retrograde in the eighth house. So stories about other people's money and what do other people have that we don't have? Where's Pluto in a chart? Pluto can talk about our troubles, but it can also be talking about what our power base is in our own chart. And Pluto in the America chart is in the second house of material resources, whereas money is one of the power bases for America. Also, all of the material resources that this country comes with. And, I'm sorry, small dog fight behind me. And Mercury in, and South Node in Aquarius in the second house of material resources. Saturn at 27 degrees of Aquarius in the third house. When we are in our strength, we are in our the diversity of our neighborhood. when it's a Saturn in Aquarius in the third house, when we really work together as a diverse community, we create beauty and power with that. Today, the moon is back in Aquarius by progression in the American chart. It is progressed back into that place. Saturn is conjunct our progressed moon, or will be exactly over the next month. Saturn, over the next 3 months, comes to conjunct our natal moon at 27 degrees of Capricorn. So we are really looking, that aspect tells us to grow up. When Saturn conjuncts your moon or your progressed moon, life is hard and you have to live up your responsibilities. You have to step in and step forward. And I see that we are being asked to do that as a country. Also, in the by progressions and the patterns that we're experiencing at the moment, we just see that the desire to settle in and settle forward. Neptune right now is at 25 degrees of Pisces, and it is retrograding back a bit. Neptune is opposite where Neptune was at 22 Virgo when America walked into this earth. So much going on around the, and so Neptune is coming back to square Mars in the seventh house of, you know, what we want from other people. And we see that the duality of Mars in Gemini in the seventh house as in our natal chart, wondering how do we, it's two very different approaches to how we handle Mars, how we handle machismo, how we handle temper, how we handle military, how we are aggressive. Now, in our solar return for this year, it's been an interesting chart. We have an exact Moon-Neptune opposition for today, was for tomorrow, Tuesday, at 4:29 a.m. Tomorrow morning is our exact solar return, where the sun goes back to the exact degree and minute of the birth. And it's been a while, so we have a day. So in that progressed chart, we see an applying Moon-Neptune opposition and a separating Mars-Pluto square. To me, this says we are coming out of a really tough time, that separating Mars-Pluto squares can say not that the worst of the Mars-Pluto square, not the worst of, you know, gun violence and terrible ruination is done, but that we may be in a more introspective place with it. We are moving. Mars has just moved into Taurus. It is just moving out of Aries. We are looking for some more stable resolution. Now, the moon opposed Neptune to me in the solar return for America tomorrow morning at 4:29 a.m. in Philadelphia, says to me, we don't know what we are. That certainly for the next few months and probably throughout this year, that progressed moon in the fourth house opposed Neptune asks us to come back to our ideals, come back to our vision, to think, to really look at our identity as Americans, not as a divisive point, but as something we can grow into and we can make happen. So that, for me, is a hopeful place in this next step. So tomorrow we have some interesting aspects as Mars finally gets out of Aries and heads into Taurus, which will be help us take a deep breath. Mercury is leaving Gemini and going into Cancer. Cancer is a more self-protective place, but it's also more emotionally connected than Mars in Gemini. Less, lots and lots of words, and more, how do we tell a story that really speaks our heart and accomplishes what we need to accomplish? So for all of us, we can feel the heat calm down a bit as Mars leaves Aries, but feel a new stubbornness. We see mental ideas all over the place, and I want to go into deeper levels of our own story, or the story of the people around us. We may feel less angry, but more determined in our desire for political change. We may feel less like talking and more like what will really take care of one another, what will really take care of ourselves with Mercury in Cancer. Now, they form a nice sextile, which says to me, speaks to me about, you know, speaking our will, making good things happen over the next year. In that sextile, some good communication, furthering where we need to go and what needs to happen next. So I ask you to speak up with that Mercury in Cancer. Speak about what matters to you and speak it to whether you think your particular letter makes a difference or not. How do we get these words out and make it happen? Good luck with that. I have a few callers here on the line. I'm looking forward to taking your questions. And the guest call in is 347-215-8881. And hit 1 to raise your hand if you'd like to speak. So I'm going to take a caller here. Area code 845-920. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. Hey, my name is Maria.
Hi, Maria.
I call from New York. Are you seeing me say I'm going to travel this year? And now in September, me and my daughter.
When were you born, Maria?
I was born in Italy, in Palermo.
You were born in Italy, in Palermo.
Yes.
What? When were you born?
May. And 1942, May 15th.
May 15th, 1942. Do you
right.
have any idea what time you were born?
Look at the lot of them. The paper got it 6 o'clock. But I don't
6
know.
6 o'clock in the morning?
I don't know. They're not telling us it's in the morning, it's at night.
Okay. I'm going to do it for noon because we don't have a time. And that way we can only be halfway wrong.
Okay.
There. Italy. And your question was about traveling in the fall?
No, in the fall or not, in September.
In September. You wanna know, and what was your question around traveling?
Is it good for you to be there? Is I gonna buy property over there now?
Oh, how nice. How lovely. You have a double Taurus. You were born on the new moon in Taurus. And whatever time of day you were born that day, the moon, if you're born at 6 in the morning, the moon would have just conjunct the sun.
Excuse me, I'm born on next Friday.
You were born where?
On next Friday, I'm born.
On a Friday. Yes, you were born on a Friday. I've got it.
Yes.
So it looks to me like, yes, this would be a wonderful time for you to buy land. And when I look at what's happening in September, it looks good to travel in September. What do you know? What day you're traveling in September?
I don't know. When I go before 8, about 5 or 4.
Okay. So are you going back to a place that you've been before?
Yes. Then I'm going to go on some place where my husband is coming. I go see my husband's relative.
So that's beautiful because the moon, Mercury turns retrograde on the September 10th and 11th. And so 9th, 10th, and 11th, Mercury turns retrograde. You might find that it feels good at first to just go back and spend time with the people that you've known before, people that you love, places you've been. And then after September 10th, Mercury will be retrograde, but it'll be moving backwards, and it'll be a better time to actually buy land. Just make sure that you read everything and carefully and get some good advice to make it work for you.
Thank you.
Otherwise, it looks like it's an excellent time to be doing this.
Can I ask you something else?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right.
Okay.
So everything
good luck
be
on
okay.
that.
Thank you very, very much. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. Take care. And for people, when she was asking about traveling with Mercury retrograde, but if you travel back, you know, I'd say when anybody's traveling with, you know, it sounds like she's traveling right before Mercury retrogrades. So take a good book and spend a little extra time so that you know, if there's a delay, you're okay. But Mercury retrograde is often a very good time to go back to a place that's close to your heart and go back and see the people that are important to you and go back and heal the past. Now, if she's going to be signing papers there, we would just ask her to double check them. The worst time to sign the papers or to travel is the day Mercury turns retrograde or the day it turns direct, because Mercury does not like to hold still. It likes to move. It would rather move backwards than hold still. So that's just for anybody else who's listening to us and might want to apply the Mercury retrograde experience about traveling back to some place you have lived before. So I'm taking 914-522. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Katie. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Katie.
Happy fall.
Mm-hmm. Good. And when were you born, Katie?
I was born June 26, 1975. I believe it was 5:26 p.m.
5:26 p.m. And where were you born?
Bronx, New York.
Bronx, New York. Are you get a chance to see the? Are you still there? Are you seeing the fireworks tonight?
I'm about a half an hour north now. I just saw, some neighbors fireworks.
Do you go out to the – I remember I lived in Yonkers briefly and said we go down to the park and watch the Yonkers fireworks, but you can also then see all the fireworks, you know, up and down the river, that you could see them all going off. Not very close, but, you know, it was still beautiful. So what's your question, Katie, and how can I help you?
Thank you. Yes, I'm wondering about work. I want to get some projects started, and there's one person I'd really love to work with. I have his birthday, or should I just give you his name?
Okay, no, that would be great. Give me his coworker. I will put. And when was your coworker born?
December 21st, 1982.
And what's the nature of the project? Like, what field are we talking about?
Creative, artistic.
Okay. And we'll take a look at that. You have a natural sense of ambition, and. When, if you want to put this, keep changing this, hold on.
Uh-huh.
There we go. And so Cancer, Moon in Aquarius with a Scorpio rising. You're born with North Node in Scorpio. People don't read you easily. With Neptune in the first house, you feel like an open book. But other people don't necessarily read you clearly. And so they may not notice when you want to work on a project. They may not notice how good you are. Or they may think you already know how to do something that you don't. So you've got, you know, Scorpio rising with Neptune in the first house. And you can feel like a one-way mirror. Other people, you can read into other people, but they can't always read into you. So it's important for you.
Chills.
You know, so it's important for you to spell it out. If you want to work on this project, you have to walk up and go, I'd like to work on this project. Is there anything I can do that would help me, you know, move into this? Or I'm good at doing this. Here's my resume. Here's what I did. I'd like to do more of this. And just speak up. Don't assume anybody can read you or knows what's going on with you. That's partly how you get privacy, is by working behind the scenes. But because you have some real approach avoidance conflict. The Cancer isn't sure. The Scorpio rising isn't sure that it wants to be seen. But Mars, Venus in Leo at the top of the chart in the house of publishing wants to be visible, wants to be out there, wants to be involved. There's no doubt that you're moving in that direction. It's just that right now it's more behind. If you do good work sort of out of the spotlight but behind the scenes for the next couple of years, you're really setting yourself up for success in the long run. So you want to be a team player with this. You're a good team player once you get into that position. To be assertive without being competitive, because you've got Mars and Aries, and Pluto has already spoken to your Mars a couple of times. It's going to come back and speak to it again next winter. So you can feel kind of the pressure and the competition around you, but stay on target for just doing the very best job you can.
Okay.
And it looks like you can do this. I would say that your progressed Sun is right on your Venus. I would say that your person that is of interest to you can be both very sensitive and oblivious at the same time. He can, be very sensitive when he's actually dealing with you, but may forget to look at you. You just like he gets involved in things. But he has his Jupiter right on your ascendant, so that he can expand your world. Take him up on that. I think that he isn't always so practical, and he sees the big picture, and he's ambitious, and he can make things happen, but can really has some blind spots. So, you know, notice what he needs. Notice what's not working or what he could use a little extra help with. And notice how you can fill that need. And I think you're a better, like he's good thinker, but he's not always a great communicator to other people in the team. And you can do that quite well. So, and you can stay on track a little bit better than he can. He's got a, you know, good at this, but he can sort of get lost in his ideas and forget to check the client or forget to check, you know, what are the logistics of this. So you can help him with that. Okay?
Well, yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
I contacted him. I haven't heard back yet, but I figure, you know, wait for the holiday to pass, and if I don't hear back, I'll touch base, you know, with him again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Try again from Tuesday on. There's a lot of creative process kicking in over the next two weeks.
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Good luck on that.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you. You're amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Good luck, dear. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, my dears, our time is up. And, you know, what Anne Ortley often talks about, the English lady spoke. You may not hear it, but we hear loudly in our air that we have 60 seconds from a woman with an English accent. So that's our time. And I ask you to take some time tonight and visualize how you would like to see our country. What wishes do you have for it? We know what pain it's in. How do you wish to see our country grow and improve? Send that wish out. Imagine smudging the whole country from its pain and suffering. And then think of one practical step, one letter you can write, one person you can get signed up for voting, one thing that you can do to help make that so. And have a wonderful week ahead. This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Ronan, Montana. Good night.